And it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. South Africa, India and Brazil have agreed to collaborate on the development of renewable energy technology. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, South Africa, India and Brazil working together to try and get a bigger share of the clean energy market, and they're going to collaborate on solar power, particularly for outlying areas, electrification of outlying areas, biofuels, and then also the whole issue of wind power. And each country will sort of focus on an area and then migrate their knowledge out to the others. And South Africa's focus is going to be solar power. They'll be putting out the memorandum of understanding for solar power. And this is particularly for electrification of rural areas. And then India will concentrate mainly on wind power. And they will also have training sessions, and they will impart ideas along equipment, etc. And of course, Brazil is already big in biofuels, experts in ethanol production from sugarcane, and also producing biodiesels now. And Brazil's concept is that Africa could really do well if we promoted this idea of biofuels, and obviously not going into competition with food. So steering away from maize and grain, they say, are non-edibles. And we see India also steering away from non-edibles when it comes to producing fuel, but saying that sugar is something that should be considered because there's no shortage of sugar. And the actual engines that you use now, the car engines, the flex fuel engines, they'll also cooperate on that, because Brazil have already been working on these, so that when you go to the pumps to fill up with a biodiesel or a conventional fuel or a mix of the two, you don't have to modify your engines. And trade between the countries, hoping to lift, they see the existing trade at about $11 billion US currently, and they want to move that to $15 billion by 2010, and they feel there's a capacity to do a lot more.
Martin, the Canadian company building the Gautrain says South Africans are world-class at train building.
Yeah, you know, it's nice when the foreigners come into a country and they look at your manufacturing facilities and they pass nice comments, not nasty comments. And this is what's happening with the Canadians, Bombardier, coming into South Africa, building our Gautrain, having a look around and seeing at our manufacturing facilities here, Union Carriage and Wagon of Nigel. They're giving it a great imprimatur, saying it is at least as good, if not better, than where they have their trains built in Derby in the UK. And they are quite keen on doing more in South Africa with their Electrostar range. The 96 Gautrain rail cars will be based on the Electrostar, and they've never built it outside of South Africa before. So they looking around in South Africa and saying, hey, there's not just the Gautrain here, there's a lot of potential to do a lot more. We're looking at the Maloto project, which will hopefully be a rail between Pretoria and Mpumalanga, and to try and avoid people overusing the road of death, as they're calling it, that Maloto road. They feel they could possibly get involved there. And then also Cape Town itself wanting to have a rail between the airport and the city centre, and several other plans from South African Rail Commuter Corporation in rail, a rail renaissance, and Bombardier hoping to be part of that.
And finally, despite the global meltdown, the Mercedes-Benz factory in South Africa will produce a record number of vehicles this year, many of them for export.
Yeah, this is quite an ironic message to get, because all we're hearing is that the car market is being decimated and nobody can sell any cars. And yet we hear from East London, Mercedes-Benz, where they have a factory there and they're churning out the C-Class. They say, no, we're going to have a record number of cars, 64,300 produced this year. And it was last year, there were 38,200. And we're talking here about cars, buses, buckies and trucks, you know, the total lot. But this figure of 64,300 is like way over 60% higher. And they say it looks like it's sustainable. They're not talking about retrenchments at all. In fact, they're talking about having taken on additional people this year and maybe taking on more people. They've also got a lot of demand for their commercial vehicles because of South Africa's big boost in expenditure on infrastructure, energy infrastructure, transport infrastructure, sport infrastructure. This has a spin-off on the commercial vehicles, so they're doing quite well there. And they've also introduced the new Mitsubishi Triton. So not talking of any cutbacks at Mercedes-Benz East London plant in South Africa, and courtesy in many respects to the exports to the US. I mean, they're exporting about 2,000 cars to the US a month, and you might say, well, the US market is going down, but many of the US people are moving away to more fuel-efficient cars, away from the big sports utilities, and we also have a weak rand at the moment, which favors exports. So who is to say? Perhaps some of our exporters can keep up their production rates and continue their export levels and also their local production. Hopefully they can.
Wow, great news. Great note to end it on. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, is back again with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.